Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully to me. When we go to the heavenly kingdom, if you are distinguishing men by smoothness of face, the level of smoothness, you'll be confused. Because we are not going to have all the kind of pressures that bring all those useless things on us. We are going to be kingdom men with no wrinkles, no coarse faces. No, just imagine my face. It will be this face, but you see all the pressures, the tiredness today, we put about five of them together and the workload that comes is not easy. You see, imagine all the pressure off. I will look nice.
Wow.
I tell you.
You are even nice.
I will look nice.
Hallelujah.
Do you want to be a kingdom man? After the king's man who came in the flesh, then he's going to impact your life. Men receive the impartation to have the finest complexion. You have a different face from Jesus, but the complexion will be like him. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
As a kingdom man, it's a blessing. It is wrongdoing that makes us look weak, that makes us look sick. I'm talking about wrongdoing in the world, an unrighteous world. But where we are going, there is no sin there. It's a righteous holy place. And we are righteous holy people. And we are going to look like Jesus, the King's man. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
You know, the devil doesn't like talk like this. It was, but let's talk about something very spiritual. Ladies and gentlemen, your spirit is not a man or a woman. It's your physical Jesus wants to impact. Hallelujah. Look at verse 11. His head is like the finest gold. Imagine the first thing, the first feature, okay, I'm talking about organ, so to speak, that he described is the head of Jesus. His head is of the finest gold. It's good that men or males are potential heads of families. In the Bible, headship is talking about leadership and rulership. Gold is talking about leadership and rulership. The Bible says of the Lord Jesus that his head was like the finest gold. Because gold is in grades. And we have various carats of gold. Jesus' one is the finest, the highest ever. Wonderful. The head of Jesus must teach all males who are leaders of families or potential leaders of families that their head must be right, must be of the finest gold. Because gold doesn't rust. All metals, most metals will rust. Jesus' head, hallelujah,
praise God,
was not a rusty head. Amen. We see we are leaders. Our head must be right, oh. Because if your head, woe to a family whose head, hey, has some foolishness. You see, it is half gold and something else. I think you must forgive me. That's why I wanted all men here. Hey. In fact, your family will suffer. Your children will suffer. And God will deliver them at the end of the day. Your family, they will be delivered, but they will suffer before. So my fellow men, we must have the head of Jesus. His head was right. His head was full of wisdom. Kingdom wisdom. Not wisdom of his peers. Not wisdom of the world. But heavenly wisdom. Receive that in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So when Jesus Christ was on earth, he said that people should learn of him. They should learn of him. We have to learn of him. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to learn of how his head was like. How his leadership was like. Hallelujah. We have to always make sure that there is no rust in our heads. That means that we must continually develop ourselves, expose ourselves. Otherwise, we will stagnate a whole family. We will stagnate a whole group of people under us. Hallelujah. Wonderful. Jesus said, learn from me. Or learn of me, rather. He didn't say, copy me. Because he belonged to a certain culture. You know, there are some men. Sometimes they read the Bible. And because Apostle Paul said, oh, foolish Galatians. They think that they can come to Africa and say foolish Galatians. That because Jesus Christ said, oh, fools and slow of heart to believe. So they too, when they are at home, they can say, foolish woman. I don't want this session to degenerate into those base things. Oh yeah. Because it doesn't befit us. As people of the kingdom. If you say foolish people, foolish children, foolish this, and you are a fool, you are not thinking, you are not using your head and things like that, you know what you are doing. Your head is all right. It's not the finest gold. We should deal with that. Being a man doesn't mean that you talk just because, well, you read it in the Bible. Jesus said, fools and slow of heart when he resurrected. So you think that Jesus did not say, copy me. He said, learn of me. Learn of me. In other words, it's not like what Jesus Christ did that you are going to do, Baba. Do you understand? Baba. When I say Baba, you understand that. Otherwise, we all go and walk on the sea. And do you know what will happen to us? That is why he didn't say, copy me. If you copy him, let me take my glasses off. You are going to lose your family because he existed in a certain culture. He says, learn of me. There is a difference. You see, religion copies. In the kingdom, we learn. There's a difference. So have a head that we all look at. And we say, this head, what comes out of the head is gold. The wisdom that comes from the head. You must hold it with two hands. Because it is a fine quality, the finest quality wisdom you can get. Because they are great in wisdom, just as they are great in gold. The kingdom's one is the finest, it is the highest, it is the best. When you open your mouth to suggest something to somebody, man, they must see it as the finest gold. They must describe your head that your head is chief among 10,000s. Receive that in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Because the kinsman who is Jesus, that's how he was. If we are men who belong to the kingdom, we have a gold head.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's a picture I want you to get about yourself, about the Lord Jesus. Even as you lift up your hands to worship him, even as you think about him, see his head, his wisdom as the highest grade ever. Now, some people can suggest some things to you. It can even be from the Bible. But they are greats. They are greats. They are measures. They are levels in wisdom. They are levels even in the Bible. Are you aware of that? Go for the kingdom type. All right, we will gradually end. We are just in two verses, right? We haven't even finished the two. The Bible is describing the hair of Jesus now. After his head, he is describing the hair of Jesus. His locks are wavy. Wavy. It is not straight. Have you seen a wave? Like this. It's not straight hair. It is wavy. In other words, in our parlance, we say it's curls. Like the hair on your head. Like the hair on my head. Sometimes I go and cut my hair. And afterwards, I don't see any hair on me. And I pay them. And somewhere I go, they charge like 50 Ghana or what, 5 cedis. And I always give like 10 cedis. Because I feel that, no, 5 cedis for my hair is below me. True. How can you cut my hair and give you 5 CDs? Do you know the quality of the hair? Get 10. Oh yeah, seriously. I do that. So anytime I appear there, they are all falling. It's going to pay double. You know. I don't see hair around. But I used to have very bushy hair. Like your hair. When you take your hair, it's like spring. It looks short, but if you see that it's curly hair, it's wavy, just like Jesus.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
I have not told you that Jesus was black. I only said that his hair, according to the Bible, was wavy or curls. Hallelujah! The Bible says black like raven. Black like raven. I like to serve a God like that. I want to worship a Jesus like that. You know why he says that the hair is black? In fact, in the Hebrew, it's glossy black. Glossy means that it's like oil has been poured upon it. Nice. Are you excited to worship somebody else? Hallelujah. That is talking about his youthfulness. Jesus didn't have gray hair like somebody who is sitting to my left. Eh? Do you know why? He was young. 33 years. I am glad that I serve a young. Do you know why? Because anytime I think about him, he renews my youth. He renews my youth. Hallelujah. He makes me feel young. Because some of us, we think that kingdom men, you must be very, very old looking. Reverend is old, but he's not old looking. Yeah, he's not old looking. Wonderful. Some of you are younger than he is. But the way you dress, You have to change. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
You know, don't compare yourself to the people in the world. Say, oh, we are old. See, we are around 75, 80. Look, that is youth. If you keep dressing like that, you'll be old early. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You must be like the king's man. Jesus was young.
Yes, sir.
And he's going to renew your youth. Even old people like Mr. Arthur. Do you know that he is strong? But Jesus can give him more strength. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If he believes for it, he will get it. So that he is renewed. Like the eagle. Yeah. Because the eagle is old, though. But a time comes that they shed off their feathers. They grow new feathers. And although the body is old, yet they look young because the feather is fresh, youthful feathers. Hallelujah. That is how God is. God, he is old, but he's not old looking. God never intended for human beings to grow old the way we know old. He wants us to be young forever. Jesus is still young. That is why he is careful that the wife must look young. Otherwise, you know how it's going to look like. Have you seen marriages like that? Where the woman is very old, but the man is young. Is it beautiful? No, it's not. It's not. That is why. Do you know what he's doing? Even today, he is nourishing us. So that what? So that all of the wrinkles will leave us. All of the spots, pimples will leave us. Or blemishes. All of them will leave us, including tribal marks. I was hesitating to say that, but I said, no, let me be bold. Yeah, because you were not born with that kind of tribal mark. Human beings gave you that mark. But Jesus, he wants his bride, he wants his church to look young physically and presentable to his father. That is why he is ministering his youthfulness to us. Says that his hair is not gray. His hair is black like a raven. Like the ravens that we have. We are always throwing stones at them. But they are teaching us something about how Jesus' hair looked like. It was glossy. Naturally, the hair comes, you see that it's glossy. Like that of a beautiful G. May he renew the youth of all of us. So that we'll be like Abraham. He lived in the kingdom system. The Bible said that Abraham rejoiced to see my day. He saw it and he was glad. Abraham tasted the kingdom system. He tasted being the king's man. Because at a very old age, Abraham still married. Abraham Koswaware. After Sarah died.
Sarah Wuyeno.
And brought forth to about 6 children.
Abraham Ware Sanwunsia.
Hey!
Papa Abraham.
Pastor, where are you going? I'm going somewhere.
Go there.
See, you men, it's good that you are here, but hallelujah.
Amen.
Man.
Mama.
Jesus.
Yes.
He wants to renew your old age. So that at a very old age, even at your old age,
bring forth.
You'll be a kingdom man. Oh yeah. He must be the king's man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now that you are a man, a small age, you are always giving excuses which are unnecessary. When it comes to other things, it can't stand your mouth. But receive grace. Receive the youthfulness of Jesus. Receive the power of Jesus. I told you today we are going to be physical.
Go there.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because we don't just want to believe. We want to say it. Antichrist, he believes.
He never
says it. But today we will say that Jesus came in the flesh. We will say that he was a young, powerful person. So when you worship him, he always makes you young. He makes you strong in every aspect of your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, what I'm saying is unnecessary. You are growing. And you grow to the age of our dear pastor over here. Eh? There you see the value in what I am teaching you. Hallelujah. Because it's going to bless your home, man. It's going to bless your home. I said it's going to bless your home.
Amen.
Is going to impact your wives. Oh yeah. Because Abraham was very good
there.
Do you know how Sarah looked? Very young. Very, very young. That Abimelech desired
Sarah
when she was around 90 years. Sarah, she looked young because Abraham, I'm showing you a secret, was young. Hallelujah. So that our homes will be young. Look at what Miss Arthur is wearing. Young. Some of us who are always wearing shoes and things like that, I'm looking at you. Look, get some kambu. The shoe is tightening you too much and it is even causing you problems. You don't know, eh? After this men conference, you don't want to see old dressing around. Please, all the old people, you should hear me, including our dear Reverend. All the old dressing and things like that. Imagine Reverend, with all due respect, please, can you get up for me? Imagine him wearing kambu with some jeans or khaki and some interlock with his gray hair.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
What? Please, I know your stomach is big. But wear the t-shirt.
Yes, a t-shirt.
And wear the Lacoste.
Yes, a Lacoste.
It will force you to duck in your stomach small. Aha. It will force you to work on your stomach. If you keep dressing like an old man with the flowing thing, you feel comfortable here. And you won't do anything about it. I want men to decide that they are going to be kingdom men. God made sure that Jesus, at the youthful time, he took him away. So that we get a certain picture that old age that belongs to this world system is not his will for anybody who belongs to the kingdom. It's not his will. Hallelujah. Wonderful. Let us end it. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18, the Bible said, we all, with open faces, beholding us in a glass, the glory of the Lord, are transformed into the same image from glory to glory by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. What is he saying to us? That we should see the glory of Jesus. That is what I've shown you. That he was a sunny, bright personality. He wasn't a morose person. He had the finest complexion. And these two things, he was chief above all men. And Jesus Christ was you. Amen. Let us behold this glory of Jesus. Because as we see it, not from the drawing of Leonardo da Vinci, not from the drawing of an artist somewhere who drew Jesus looking like something else. By looking at it in the mirror of the world, the glory of Jesus. The glory is talking about his power and things like that. Please. He came in the flesh to impact our flesh. Don't only believe it. Confess it. See it. The Holy Spirit will get to work in your life to transform you. He will change you to look like the King's man. God bless us.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name on.